point of order for business, old business from last week?
Sure.
Okay. Last week, slide number 13 in your presentation talked about this being, Camp Bonneville being a parks conveyance, and that's not correct. And the documentation I handed out to shows the discussion that ensued between the Army and the county, and that this was actually a conservation conveyance. So at the time, there were conveyances that included educational conveyance, or excuse me, public benefit conveyances, and parks was one of them. And it, in the reuse plan that I'm sure Eric drew from, it talks about parks conveyance, but it talks about alternatives. And if you read down through to page 12, it says acquisition strategy summary. As of November 2005, the LRA's preferred conveyance mechanism is the conservation conveyance, and it was a conveyance that was newly invented in 2003, and so it had enabling legislation by the federal government then. So to talk about it as a parks conveyance, and that this is to be used for parks and recreation in perpetuity, is simply not correct.
Well, what we could do, this is what we'll do. I will do my own independent research and validate whether that is correct or not, and then we will update the records. Is that okay?
Well, I would ask that this slide from last week's presentation be pulled, because as it stands now, it's been memorialized in the public record as a parks conveyance. I've given you a copy of the memorandum of agreement between Clark County and the Army that explicitly talks about it as the conservation conveyance. I think it needs to be removed from the public record just because it's not correct.
Well, that is your opinion, correct?
I have the documentation.
We have two different opinions. I will corroborate that opinion.
So this information was sent to you right at the end of the last meeting, so you've had a month to review it. We were assured that it would be reviewed.
Right.
I've raised it now.
And what I would propose is a question to you. Would you agree that the reuse plan identified and was reaffirmed in 2005 that the primary proposal was to be used as a regional park?
You talk about it as a conveyance, and that...
I understand. I'm asking you a different question.
The reuse plan talks about specific kinds of reuses.
Correct.
It also includes information that says that it must be updated in view of work that would be subsequently done to understand whether or not any of those reuses might be viable. So I'm not contesting that there's information in the record that shows that specific kinds of activities, your camping, on and on and on and on, be considered as part of reuse of the property. The difficulty with what we see in the record is that at the time, and again, if you look through the documentation I provided to you, the initial request from Judy Stanton, who was a commissioner at the time, was that this be an early transfer, and that means that it would be transferred to the county prior to cleanup, and that the request was for an economic conveyance. Okay, it's the first document. There was then some conversation between the county and the Army, and then the county came back and said that they were now requesting it for conservation purposes, okay? And then there is a letter back from the Army in October of 2000.
No, you're going through all the
yeah,
box,
well,
but
yeah.
You still haven't answered my question.
What I am saying is that what you have memorialized in the record showing that this was a parks conveyance is incorrect.
I
That's
hear what you're saying.
That's going to lead to confusion in the future, and I'm asking, until Eric can go through the materials I provided and whatever other records that you wish to review, that's great, that it be pulled from the public record, it be pulled from last week's a presentation, just because I believe it's incorrect. I have the documentation to show that it's incorrect. It is a conservation conveyance. That's a technical arrangement that reuses that, then flow from that arrangement is, I think, a separate matter. It actually explicitly says that it must be used for conservation purposes. That's one of the stipulations.
Right. And the 2005 review of the reuse plan identifies that the reuse plan is consistent with the USC that you're referencing.
Right, but Eric has actually referenced USC 484, and it was not conveyed under USC 484.
But it's still
it was conveyed.
So, I hear what you're saying, and we said that we will review it, and I'll take that you would like the record changed. I hear you. We will put that in our notes to review, and we will either update the minutes or otherwise change that in the future. At this point, we have the information. You're correct. You did send it before. And I think we're both saying the same thing in different ways.
My concern is that we send you information, you send back and said, great, we'll review it, that's understandable. We come to the next meeting, there is a problem of the efficacy of the information presented at the last meeting, and you don't put on the agenda that we need to actually review that information so that it can be corrected. You just charge ahead with whatever the next line item is on your record. I consider that a problem.
Okay.
So how soon are we going to do this? Are we going to wait another month before it's corrected?
I'm not going to commit to a timeline at this time. I would like us to move forward to the agenda that we asked.
So you're not going to commit to a timeline. You've had a month to review it already.
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be 2 months before we get to reviewing it again. You know, at some point, you know, we're going to continue to accumulate issues with
and that's part of the process is
with information that's incorrect or incomplete or whatever. Okay,
and
that's part of the process.
Yes.
But we've not been allotted any kind of either input into the agendas, nor have the agendas allotted any kind of discussion to discuss those kinds of matters that have come up in the meeting. That's a problem.
And today, after we get through the charter, we were going to go through how we're going to review our RUs and our process. We have an element for the committee, the group members, to provide questions and concerns. Our assumption through this process is that we're not going to address every question or concern as it's raised, but we're going to accumulate the questions and make sure that those are part of our report. There's going to be some that we'll be able to address, and there's some that we won't. There will be a policy decision. For example, we could say that something has been cleaned to the standard. There may be a concern that it hasn't. Another cleanup should occur, and that will be something that we would put in. We would not be able to agree or disagree with that statement, and that's something that we would put in our report for the policy decision. So again, we're trying to review what we're supposed to do, what we did, the findings from ecology, and then determine if there's additional questions about that.
Right, but that means that there is actually no opportunity to correct incorrect statements in the record. This is an incorrect statement.
Sure. Can I interject a little bit here, just out of thought? I mean, it seems like it's hard from county perspective to resolve it and commit to a time, and it's hard from kind of our perspective to be like, oh my gosh, this is like not technically correct. Is it possible that we could create something either at the end of the meetings or maybe at the end of each slide to say outstanding business and just have a bullet point type thing? There's concerns about slide 13 from last meeting. We're going to look into it, you know, so that way it's still memorialized and it's all part of the traceable record. So that kind of addresses that concern.
Amy, did you put that into our list of questions and concerns? The conveyance question that's been brought up. My understanding is we've not shared that list with you guys yet, but we are collecting the questions.
It would be possible to put that as the last slide, just so it's part of the public record. It seems like that might create. create the transparency that we're feeling might be missing.
Sure.
And it wouldn't create any additional work for you.
So we can do that. We are also recording these meetings.
Yeah.
So that, again, there's no concern that somehow we're misinforming or not being transparent.
Sure.
It'll be a oral a recording, verbal, right. Auditory recording
right.
sessions.
Right. I think just that visual, like there it is, would allay the concern. It's an easy.
So I understand we've had one meeting. If you would allow me to proceed with the process, you'll see at the end of my presentation, I have templated questions, thoughts, considerations for you to give me feedback that would be captured and that we can talk about. So if we could please move forward with the agenda, I would like that.
Just for the record, I'd just like to note that I don't believe you addressed my question.
Okay, for the record, we will put that on as a record. Now I can move forward. So the first administrative business will be signing of the CAG charter. Amy, could you please pass that out, please?
So the...
I've also provided the copies of the charter that I have drafted.
So if you haven't seen the email from Kathleen, I would highly recommend that you review that.
So the
but Rocky said it was sent at 3:30 this afternoon. I was driving at the time.
So I'll give you a preview of what she said. She says we're moving on with the charter as is.
And she believes that the some of the items you make good points and that that the charter as is addressing the questions and our process.
So there's a draft of the charter, a copy of it.
So there's everyone received the charter via email, yeah. And we don't have a draft. We have the charter to sign today. And
so we don't get to review this in the meeting. We just expected to sign.
Is there?
It's a yes or no. What you're telling us, take it or leave it.
Yes, sir. In a very blunt way.
So if I did review the draft that was emailed to us, and it continues to memorialize the consensus model as the path forward, which I've been reading about consensus models, and it turns out in the year 2002, BRAC cleanup team meeting between the Army and ecology and some engineering companies. They're having disagreements on how to proceed at that point. And they, in the record, and it was recorded as a complete copy of what was said in the meeting, says there has to be consensus. And they talked about whether it had to be unanimous consensus or not. And I said, ideally, it would be a consensus process. What you are touching on is dispute resolution, if there is dispute. In essence, like others who are engaged with that kind of process, they understand that a consensus model sets out the fact that there have to be resolution between two adversarial groups or individuals or relationships. I can't in good faith sign a charter that actually sets out the public as being adversarial to the Parks Division. That just makes no sense to me. And that's exactly what it does. In addition, I'd like to say that I've actually put in a records request at the end of the last meeting to the county for copies of all charters or other similar documents, not bylaws, but charters that use and other kinds of advisory groups of this nature. I will not get that information until the middle of April. So I cannot in good conscience blindly sign this charter. I just need more information.
So.
And the implication that it's kind of a take it or leave it, when in fact you have actually not taken any of our concerns into consideration, is a serious problem.
I disagree with the statement that we did not take consideration of all the information that was brought forward. I would say that, and we sent you out a red line version so you could see the edits. I think there was a lot of information that was presented to us that is incorporated into the charter. The charter was reviewed by our senior management and confirmed that that was the tool we're going to use. The use of the charter in its previous form was approved by our council in that direction forward.
Did the council actually review it in detail?
I cannot tell you what the council did or did not do. I'm not them. I can just tell you that we presented the information and they told us that that was a good model and a good forward. My experience is that the collaborative approach is we all get to an agreement, but in my agreement is we don't always agree. And if we don't have consensus, then what we have is a model to be able to move an item forward with a vote. And so that way, if there is a item that two or three of you say, hey, this is important, and there's disagreement amongst the committee, then this is a mechanism to allow us to move forward with that item.
So what you presented us with is a model where, or a process where, you were presenting us with information, and we present you with questions, and that's the end of it. That we are kind of spectators in this, representing the public to ask questions of information that you're compiling. I assume for the kinds of compliance documents that you all are charged with producing for Camp Bonneville, that's fine. But it is not about fact finding. And I thought that, in fact, this committee is charged with compiling comprehensive information about the current status of the property so that, in fact, we have a clear sense of what areas of the property have been cleared. And it's pretty clear that 75% of the property has never been touched. For those areas where clearance has occurred, what was that clearance? What was found? What hazards remain? That's a completely different task from you all preparing compliance documents.
I think we're saying the same thing, it's just we're saying in different words, is that if we tell it, you're correct that every acre was not cleared. We had a scope of work that's been defined through the consent decree. And there may be questions, concerns outside of that scope of work, and that's where we want to gather that information. So if there was a spot that wasn't cleaned and there's a question about it, or the cleaning that did occur, if there's a concern or question about why that or that's insufficient, that's where this comes forward. And we don't have a decision-making authority. That goes forward to our counselors to determine from a policy-making perspective. And our work with Ecology on the final site-wide cleanup action plan and those institutional controls. I think many of you are concerned in regards to what is that ongoing cost for the county, and we want to make sure that this is vetted. My understanding is that there's questions and concerns, and there hasn't been a public engagement at this level since 2011. And so this was a point where all of the tasks that I understand to be accomplished have been accomplished, and now we're getting to that next chapter. And we wanted to have this touchstone to reconnect and see if, and that's why we formed this committee to review. Fact finding is reviewing the facts of the case. You may have a different, it sounds like you have a different definition of that, and that's okay. I think we're doing the same thing. The only difference is we're just trying to collect what that information is and present it to where there can be a decision for it. And the consensus model is if the questions and concerns, if there's a disagreement amongst you to add it to our report or not, that's where it's going. It's not whether Rocky disagrees with the comment or the concern that you're raising. That's not my role. My role is to collect it. If I can answer the question from the information we have, I'm going to try. If I can't, I want to make sure it's there so that it can be moved forward and incorporated into future work or at least be heard by council.
So it sounds very odd to me that you are somehow claiming that I have a different sense of what a fact is than you do.
The process that you outlined is different than the process I outlined.
The process may be different, okay? I search for facts as based on the records of the cleanup. I assume you all are doing the same. So there may be omissions, there may be discrepancies in the record, there may be ambiguities in the record, and we may or may not agree on those. That's fine as well. If we have disagreements, that can simply be codified in a report. The process you keep describing to us over and over and over again is we listen to what you present to us, we ask you questions, and that's the end of it. And somehow, if that's what you're interested in, you know, for the next meeting, I can write you a list of 1,000 questions that you will then have to engage based on the record, details that I am interested in that I think are extremely important for any county manager and any council going forward to know about in terms of how this property will be managed and used in the future. That is a completely separate issue from the important task you all are charged with taking care of, which is making sure you're working with the college and make sure that you are meeting the reporting requirements and that the county is in compliance with whatever requirements there are and the consent decree, the deed restrictions, on and on and on. That's a managerial function. What I'm talking about is actually making sure that a record of the facts about the site are available for future county managers, the current county manager, future councils, the current council, to have a clear understanding of the status of the property. That's not what you're talking about. You're putting us in a very passive role, one which is, and you said this at every single meeting, we ask you questions and you give us answers, and that's it.
What additional authority is missing?
It's not a matter of authority.
But what you're saying is fact-finding, identifying those major issues, and providing a record of it. That's what I'm saying, too. So I'm just unclear.
We have no role in certifying that the information is correct. We've seen it already when I said, look, you call this a parks conveyance. It's not. It's a conservation conveyance. Here are the documents that demonstrate that. You've had them for a month. You say that you will need another month to review them. So where is the give and take in us actually having contributing to compiling a set of facts about this site that will be useful to council and the county manager going forward? Because all of what you are doing is still compiling information so that you can meet compliance requirements.
I think what we're trying to do is gather information that helps us as we move forward with the site. So we're at a point where all the chapters in the book are almost finished, it appears. It may not be. And if there are additional chapters that need to be written in the book, using the analogy, then that's from this information and things moving forward to allow us to have a policy decision is, hey, these things are brought up, they're not addressed, and does the council want to pause and figure out these questions before we move forward to closing out the cleanup project and moving forward into managing it and doing the next phase of the site?
So let's say you have someone in the future, not at the current state, mm-hmm. comes to you and says, all right, I would like to do X and Y or have a proposal to do X and Y at the site. Mm-hmm. Or let's say that someone says, I would like to walk around this part of the site for whatever reason, and they're given permission to do that. Can you tell them if it's safe or not? How would you know?
Well, it's a hypothetical. We don't deal with hypotheticals.
Right, that's right, you don't deal with hypotheticals.
It's close to public.
Do you or Ecology have a map that shows exactly which squares were cleared and which squares were not cleared?
What would be the intent of that?
Pardon?
What would be the intent?
The intent of that?
Yes.
So that when someone walks into the park, they will know where it's safe to walk and where it's not safe.
But nobody can walk on the park, no public.
But you were talking about the closeout of the park so that you can move forward.
So, yeah, but we haven't.
You're right, when it moves forward, that master plan will take that cleanup action report for the site-wide and institutional controls, which would be that playbook in regards to all those areas, much as when we get into RAU1 here tonight, you'll see that the cleanup that was completed was based off of that proposed reuse plan and where that intensive development was going to be. So where we were going to be developing and have people at is where that cleanup occurred. And as such, in those outlying areas, that'd be a risk management or ecology question for us to say, if we want to have a trail that follows an existing road or goes across another area, what do we have to do in order to have that open to the public?
So do you have a map from Ecology that was compiled throughout the cleanup that shows exactly what was done in each of those grid squares?
I think we have lots and lots of data. I don't have a map right here today that we're working with our GIS unit to compile all of the layers and all the data that we do have to where we can create a map. So today, I have that same map, which is
all right.
A map.
Yeah, it's a map of the grid square that was superimposed on the site by the Army. I don't know exactly the date that was done. And all of the cleanup is driven by that map. And it was done that way in part because you were charged by the cleanup square. The amount of time it took, the kind of dangers that might have been involved there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, cost accounting took place.
So
do you have a master map of this?
So what I'd like to do is focus on the agenda item that we have here is we have four members here and we have two online, I believe, is one by one going, are you okay with signing the charter as is?
As is, I'm comfortable with it, yes.
No.
I can sign it. What do you say? I said I can sign it.
No.
No.
You want to know why?
Is Mary on here?
She's not. Greg is, but I does not have permission to speak.
But you can type in the chat, though.
You can chat, yes.
So, Mr. Shaw, if you're there, if you can type in whether you're for or against signing the charter. And then I'll get back to your point. And I don't know what the raised hand means.
It means that somebody has turned off all the questions. This is not a public meeting.
So you don't have it turned on. So there is a way for someone to put into chat, type into chat, correct? It'll let you know if there's any signatures there. So while we're waiting, Alan, what is your concern?
I just want to know the efficacy of the cleanup. And whatever I got to look at, I would just like to give the council and the manager absolutely the best state that we can do of the cleanup. I don't care about the reuse. I don't care. Even if you clean it up, I would just like to know what the status is. And so I feel like I've gotten into an adversarial relationship that I don't want to be on. I mean, I'm not as concerned about the consensus process as I am about a charter that says prior restraint, that we have to shall report to staff immediately if we talk about Camp Bonneville, and a process that says the public can't even have a minute at the end or the beginning of the meeting to make a comment. There's 18 words in the county's mission statement, and three of them are integrity, openness, and accountability. And so if you want to run a process that doesn't have that, that's fine. It's your meeting and that's group. And I'd like to be a part of it. I really would. To ask me to sign on to a document that memorializes that the public doesn't even get a minute and that I have the prior restraint that I shall report immediately when I talk to Camp Bonneville, that's a deal breaker for me. I really want to be on this process. I think I have a lot to offer. I just want to know about the cleanup of, and the charter just seems like a sideshow, getting away from, whether I sign it or don't sign it, I can still participate and work hard in this process. I can't fathom how we've gotten here for a government that prides itself on openness. And so I'll stay on the committee and work hard, but I don't think I'm going to put my signature to a document that says the public shall not be allowed to participate and that I have to shall report immediately. That's my deal breaker.
So in the room, we're 2-2. And do we know who's got their hand raised?
It's an outside person. It just has a phone number listed.
It's a phone number.
I think they're typing. Somebody's typing, but I don't know who.
It's Greg.
And my understanding is that it's if you report to I can't remember the words off the top of my head, but
officials, media and officials.
I thought it was the media, the all communication had been deleted.
And Ann wrote a very skilled compromise saying that if we do any talking with the media or anything like that, it's a joint thing done between the committee and the staff. That seemed to me like the concerns that you guys had earlier about this being the Wild West and everybody starts saying different stuff. She skillfully reached a compromise on that, and I'm fine with that, you know. But the other one, you're just going too far. And if you look at Ann's charter, it is the manager said to assume positive intentions, and it does. It's all positive. I just don't see, you know, maybe you don't want us to get into it as deep as we want to get into it, but her charter, I mean, it starts with the manager's guidance to us to do. It takes out some of the objectionable stuff. To me, it's a good work, and to come to the meeting before people have really had a chance to digest it and say, no, it's our way or the highway. Take it or leave it. I mean, and that's what you've given us. We're not, yeah, can't we continue the process and revise the charter? If we didn't have this charter, would we not be able to do this process? I just want to know whether the place is cleaned up. And I want to help you guys do that. And I think I have a lot to offer. And you can put all these hurdles in front of it.
I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm outside this role trying to absorb as much information. There's a lot of smart people that have been involved with this for a really long time. When I started reading in the very beginning about this advisory group's involvement or the weight it brings to the table, which is we're an advisory group, you have no weight. It's a public interest, it's an input, we can have Q&A, but in the end, we don't really have any say in it. I mean, it's like information only. And it just feels like a lot is being put on, whether it's contractually an adversary contracts or not, I think we just want to get out of the bureaucracy that seems like this process has been going on for decades, and get to a point where we do know what's been cleaned up, what hasn't been cleaned up, can it be marked on the map, do we know it's safe, is it even going to the public? I mean, it seems like this is going to be a very long process before children and families can actually have an area to go enjoy the camp, right? It just seems so heavily bureaucratic when I look at the contract, which I have background in contract law, that at the very essence, if you bring the public in, it clearly defines that we have no weight. It's a kind of an informational only process.
So do we need a charter?
That I don't know.
I mean, this charter, to do our work, do we need a charter?
As an advisory group, I would say probably not. But does it hurt to have one? And I haven't heard any information that says that it actually binds the public from having input. what is the objection to the charter? Because it's adversarial?
No.
Which is odd, because we're all supposed to be on the same team.
Right.
And we're all the same intention of returning a giant natural resource back to the public and the county, which ultimately I would think that they would want to streamline cleanup, confirm safety and cleanup areas, so the county can convert part of this to a public domain or even an income generating business model that goes back to the public. But man, we are just stuck on this document in such a way with Talens. I mean, then the bottom line is, from what I understand contractually of reading not everything, but a lot of stuff, the summary is we have no input.
So could we just do our work and just put it aside till the end?
So,
you're saying charter or no charter, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, if, whether we have a charter or don't sign a charter,
it don't
matter. We can still do everything to the best of our abilities.
I agree. And I think personally, with or without it, it's the same result.
We have
input.
Yes, you hit it right on the head. What do you think?
Yeah, I wrote this down. Like, I don't know why we actually need a charter. I mean, I think we want to be respectful to each other, and that's like the most important thing, but we're already going to try to do that. Like, we're all the same team.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was an element of us actually having authority and actually a really say in the final process, I think then contractually too, like then the charter was necessary. What we're doing, fact finding, hey, we're all kind of working for free essentially and happy to do that because we all care. Like, why don't we just not do the charter and get the work done, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, Eric, I know you put a lot of work into preparing this. And I'd love to get to it.
Yeah, I would too.
Is charter required?
Yes.
I mean, like, I'm...
Yeah, that's a good question.
So I can't the charter, if you're going to play a sport, there's rules. There's
sure.
boundaries. There's sure. lines. And what the charter is trying to do is make sure we all understand what our goals, objectives, and what our mission is here and that. And in just the first two meetings, it appears there's disagreement over that. And so this allows us to go back, what's the charter say? And we can just use that as the thing. So that's the intent, is to make sure that we're all on the same table in agreement, and we sign it so we know what the rules of the game are. And as we go through it, if we get to a bumpy point, we look back to what are those guidelines. Just like if I'm screaming down the freeway at 57 miles an hour and I get pulled over for going too slow, you know, hey, here's those laws.
I would like to read into the record Greg's comment, please. Staff wants us to endorse whatever report they write. Members only can ask questions. Your instance on a parks conveyance is a clear example of how staff will not even acknowledge when they are using incorrect data on the most basic question.
Okay, it's in the chat.
So the instructions I got today is, or for this meeting, was that we're going to have a charter. The county felt that we had pulled in and addressed all the concerns that were being raised and moved it forward. And until we have a signed charter, we don't have a group. Is the instructions that I have and my understanding. And unless my boss tells me, like we did last week or last month, is to continue to move forward, I guess I don't see the issue. I've signed charters on all kinds of groups in the past as a way to say, hey, here's what we're here for. So then when we go down the line and someone says that we're here to change the font, oh no, we're not here to change the font, we're here to do this. I'm being facetious, but the issue is there. And so.
But that's my point that's why I put in a public records request. You said, oh, we signed all kinds of charters. I would like to see those charters that the county has used in the past for things like this.
And as I've told you, and most of my career isn't here at the county.
Yes, but this is where we are. And so I would like to see, you know, what or whether we are the first group in guinea pig where a charter has been imposed on it in this county.
In my tenure here, this is the second charter, the second advisory group or steering committee that we've had.
What's the other one?
It is Heritage Farm Sustainability Plan.
what's this, what is so awful about letting people have a minute at the end of the meeting to make a comment? I mean, isn't that part of what the openness in the county mission statement is about? Is that so egregious that they can't have a minute? So I'll talk less if you'll give it to them.
So the group here is focused to do the work, and the public can make comments. We have an email address. When we have a report, there will potentially be a comment period for that collection of those questions as well. And so using the steering committee, it's not apples to apples. It was a similar setup, as that group was set up to work and move forward and provide guidance on development of the sustainability plan.
But it's
and there was no public comments during that. There were public comments at key moments through the process, because we have work to get done. And if we, there's nothing worse than saying there's only 5 minutes of public comment and we cut people off. That's, in my book, even worse, because now we've got five people here who want to talk, and we're only able to get through one or two. And what I'm hearing is that you want to make sure that there is public engagement.
At least a token public engagement. I'm not saying get 3 minutes for something, but to say no public engagement, and also the is the shall report immediately language still in the charter?
It states that if you talk to media, that that you need to report to us.
No,
so we're
or it's not just media, right?
And I don't have it right in front of me, so I haven't seen that document.
I think it's if you talk to local officials. Well, gosh, what's an official?
So I would just like to read Greg's additional comment. This is not about fonts. It is about allowing the public to have actual input to the evaluation of overall site safety at Camp Bonneville. The proposed charter severely restricts any public role.
And I also want to point out that the Department of Ecology has a public comment process and a review process. So this process and this review is to help inform our county councilors. But there's a lot of additional community engagement beyond just this process.
So but you talked about how the previous public engagement, the RAD that the Army set up, was suspended in 2011.
Yes,
and Ecology's only public engagement is when they are required to, when there was a change in the plan. For example, when there was a change in the plan for the Western Slopes. There was a single public meeting. It wasn't until months later that we got any response back from Ecology for questions that were posed there. So even Ecology's process is very severely restricted. And I'm sure, as Eric remembers from the MOPTA training that just occurred, a month ago or so now, Ecology has even changed its own rules so that the public actually has no role in that there is no role given for the public to have input into any of the planning process for cleanups. So even there's an element of tokenism that just seems very disturbing. I will also read what Greg just wrote. Kathleen just emailed me that the only she responded to Ann's charter email. The rest of us did not apparently get it. And I was told that was sent out about 3:30 when I was driving here, so I've not even seen.
Right, and for the rest of the committee members to know is that Ann sent an email to Kathleen and I think a couple other parties, and so Kathleen emailed directly back to you and CC'd me on that response. So
yeah, you all got the same email.
What is
email
so
that
objectionable
I sent
with Ann's charter?
What's so objectionable with ours? It's the same. We've reviewed all of the information and input a lot of everything and got to a point where we were.
It feels like there's a lot of rearranging the deck chairs. You changed the word committee to the word group.
I used the word group because it was inconsistent. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I want to pause for just a second, and just so that everybody has a chance to look at Kathleen's email, maybe Eric can share the email on screen and give a moment for everybody to read through it so they can see where county management stands with respect to the charter. And I will be right back with you. Sorry, I'll be right back.
One second as he brings the email forward.
I'll be happy to read it into the record. Kathleen's auto response to my email, and you all received the same email that I sent her. Thank you for your email. I have read the revised charter that was sent out and your email and proposed charter. I do think the direction provided is incorporated with the charter that was sent out by staff. It states, quote, the Camp Bonneville Advisory Group dedicated to conducting an examination of cleanup objectives and reviewing evidence that either identifies further cleanup or supports the conclusion that no further action is required, unquote. This is directly in line with the direction. While I agree with some of the information in the charter language you provided, that is, she's referring to my charter, I'm not supportive of including items as recommends permanent institutional controls, et cetera. While it is an important item that county is responsible for, this group's purview is identifying the cleanup that has been done, what still needs to be done. Additionally, I do agree and support the county's mission statement, but I don't think that needs to be outlined in the charter. It is a given that all, it is a given in all the work we do. I am supportive of the charter that staff sent to the group as it clearly identifies the roles and responsibilities of the group. I am hopeful that all members who have volunteered their time on this group will move forward today with a good faith effort and assuming positive intentions. I'm CCing Rocky on my response for his information. Thank you for that feedback, Kathleen. Certainly, if there are elements of the charter that I've drafted that the county manager objects to, those should be deleted. Especially that recommends permanent institutional controls. If that needs to be deleted, I see no reason why that shouldn't be deleted. I still believe that there has actually been no serious consideration given to the objections that at least some members of this committee, including myself, have expressed about the charter. I find it a repressive document that really discourages open communication. If all we're asked to do is simply ask you questions that you will then forward to council, I can do that. I can write you lists of hundreds of questions about the cleanup that you will then forward to council. I don't see how that helps us understand the efficacy of the cleanup and whether and the ways in which the site is safe and the ways in which the site is not safe.
And I hope that through our review of the scope of work, the cleanup action plan, and those findings of no further action, it illuminates those questions that you have. And there will be some remaining, I'm confident. And at that point is where that list that I reference gets where I and Eric staff may not have the capacity to answer that, and it may be something that has to get addressed later in the process.
Okay, I would just like to note something that Greg has typed on the screen. Apparently Kathleen's email was only sent to me and not to others, so I just read it into the record. And by the way, Park Home Seek is no longer applied by Ecology, just in. He was your point of contact for Camp Bonneville. In addition, Ronnie Johnson has recently retired. He was one of the last remaining Ecology staff that actually worked at the site. So the only person remaining at Ecology that actually knows anything at all about Camp Bonneville is Barry Rogowski, who's in charge of...
There's a new program manager that I'm working with in Ecology.
Right. But I think Greg's comment there is very important.
Good evening. It's Kathleen. And Rocky, if you guys could kindly mute your end because we're hearing feedback like you did last time. Thank you. So just a couple things. One, yes, Mr. Shaw is correct. I only emailed Ann because I replied all to the email that I got, and that email did not include everybody. So that is correct, that Ann, what Ann just wrote. I want to make sure we're actually moving forward with the work that we're supposed to be doing. And I said, as I said in my email, I do believe the charter represents what council's direction is, what my direction is. This is a narrowly focused group to review what has happened in the cleanup and what still needs to be cleaned up. That is it. Regarding anything in the future, anything like that, there will be a lot of opportunity for public input for the council as they deliberate after this group has a very narrow, narrow scope. So I'm a little worried, you know, like I said, I was in another meeting and I'm a little worried that we're hung up on. So Rocky, maybe could you just give me a brief, very, very brief, concise, like what has happened until now with regards to the charter so that we can determine the best path forward right now?
Sure. So of the four members here, two are agreeable to signing it, two are not, and one online. Is not. The core concerns, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that those who don't want to sign it feel that it's not reflective of what they believe it should be. It's not open to the public and not consistent with our mission as a county, and that they're still concerned about having to communicate when they talk to media.
Okay.
As a courtesy.
I also believe that staff has just not responded to the concerns that at least some of the committee members have expressed about the charter. I think there is agreement that this is a limited scope and that it should be focused on the cleanup and the nature of the cleanup. I don't think anyone disputes that. I just think that the procedural constraints that are being placed on committee members, where all we're allowed to do is ask questions.
Well, you're going to be reviewing cleanup, right? So you actually are going to review items regarding the cleanup.
Correct. But for example, I just raised in this meeting the issue that this was a conservation conveyance and not a parks conveyance, and it's going to take another month before that can even be reviewed by staff.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with the cleanup. So that's where I think we're kind of going off topic a little bit. And I, you know, again, this is a very specific task of reviewing what's been done, and we're reviewing what still needs to be done.
Informational slide presented at the last meeting that presented this as a parks conveyance. That is technically incorrect.
Okay, but does that impact what this group task is?
Memorializes in the public record information that's incorrect, and I just ask that it be corrected. And yes,
okay,
it does.
We'll look into that. But does that impact when we know what we have guidelines and regulations that we have to follow to ensure the cleanup is done properly? Right?
There are instituted in federal law differences between public benefits conveyances and the conservation conveyance. And the conservation conveyance uniformly has restrictions on it that have to be dealt with, which is not true of a parks conveyance.
Okay, but so, there, yeah, so
it involves other partnerships and other kinds of things. But it means that it does impact our understanding of the cleanup of the property.
Okay. And I will just say, and ask the question, Rocky, you said there's five members, so four in the room and one online. How many members are on this committee?
Six now.
Okay.
We had seven.
And I also want to be respectful. Somebody's hand's been raised, and so I want to be respectful of them. So, and then I'll continue. So if you want to go to whoever had their hand raised.
So, and I would just say Greg commented on the conveyance totally affects the cleanup.
That's fine. And out of complete respect, please let Rocky run this meeting. And I just ask that the person who had their hand raised have an opportunity to speak.
Kathleen, we're not sure if that
person is. We don't know if it's a committee member or not. Okay.
Correct.
So I am a little worried that we're stuck on this and not able to move forward. So if we cannot move forward with actually start looking at the cleanup and start doing what this group is tasked to do. And again, it is important work. It's really crucial to our cleanup plan and ensuring safety and everything that and all the regulations tied to it. And so it's really important for this work to get done. But this is, I'm afraid that, you know, some of the communication that I've been getting and seeing is really off target of what the core function of this group is. And so my question to you all, knowing that there's a 3-2 vote to not approve the charter, is that correct, Rocky? Did I remember that correctly?
2-4, 3 against signing the charter.
And with the against, I've heard Anne, her reason. What were the other reasons why the individuals didn't vote to support it?
So Alan communicated that he wanted it to where the public could participate and have a time to speak at every meeting.
At least a token, a minute. And I also have a problem with shall report immediately.
What report?
So he has a concern with the shall report when they talk to media.
I shared that last time. We do that internally as well. I do have a question, though, for you about the public participation or letting them speak. So this is a very, like I said, very technical, very specific review, right? So the public's not going to. I'm sorry, maybe I missed something. Patty, did you have something to say? I'm sorry. So this is a very technical review of looking at what we have done and have done in the future. So knowing that any future uses or anything else that may impact the public will have an opportunity through public participation processes with the county. So what I'm just curious from your lens, what benefit is added when, because it's going to be hard. They're not in the room. They're not going to be looking at the documents. They're not going to be looking at what's been cleaned up. So I'm just curious, what's the added benefit for that? And what am I missing?
I've covered probably 15 of these processes as a newspaper reporter. And I just find that it's to let the public sit in but not even say a word. It just doesn't give the appearance of openness. And it's your process, and if you want to run it that way, it's okay. I guess I just don't want to sign something that says that I agree with that. The other problem I have is that it feels like prior restraint, that if we talk about Camp Bonneville, and I think the language was shall report immediately, it's not the cleanup issues that give me, it's those two small items are the only problem, you know. Well, I'll let the cleanup stuff, as you say, those are what give me heartburn.
And I would just
So I know we're not controlling who talks to the media now. That is something that we have asked for to let us know, but I know that's already happening. I've seen the emails where the media is copied on stuff. So for the public speaking, like I said, it's kind of difficult to, you know, because I'm thinking about like we have lots of these, and we have even internal groups that sometimes, you know, we're working on stuff internally, and you know, if somebody's not sitting there looking at it at that time, it's kind of hard to comment on it. And maybe there's an opportunity that after every meeting, there's a summary that is issued online so that everybody in the community can actually see or hear that we reviewed this part of the cleanup or whatever, you know, so there might be other areas on that.
And Kathleen, well, we are recording these meetings now to
yes.
be in addition to our, yes. our minutes.
Anne made a comment.
I'm sorry, you muted and I can't hear now in the room.
Sorry.
Okay.
So Alan is communicated that Ms. Shaw and had a compromise where there was a collaborative engagement with speaking to media.
So yeah, any discussion with the media has to be with the county staff. That seems to me like a reasonable, a good compromise.
And the one who's here with Eric, who's facilitating it, I'm concerned, you know, that we have so much disagreement, even getting started, and what's the rest of the process going to be like? And as such, the charter is a great tool to ensure that we do move forward together.
What we've discovered that is that it's not a great tool. That people are trying to be respectful. We're all interested in the nature of the cleanup and the current status of the property. And it just feels like there are so many constraints you are placing on the committee. And
there's
that
not
all
a lot. And I will respectfully disagree. There aren't a lot of restraints. It's just trying to give a framework to help you guys do your work. We're trying to help you be set up for success in this. It's important work. And I don't, you know, regardless what's in there, I'll tell you my personal feeling. I am concerned because I don't know if you're going to approve anything unless you write it. And I want this work to continue or start because it's been a while and we need to get this done. But if this group isn't, you know, supportive of that, then maybe we need to end this meeting and then we'll go back to the table and see what we need to do to make sure that, because we still have to do the work.
Well,
so,
I agree this work is really important and it needs to get done. And we're looking for facts about the site. And there are a lot of documents to go through. And this group is more than willing to do the work to ferret out that information so that we can actually provide an accurate summary to the extent that it can be accurate and an accurate map of what was
done. I'm not hearing that. So to be honest, that's not what I'm hearing.
But what you're hearing is concerns about the charter, not necessarily concerns about the work that's being done.
But the charter should be the charter is reflective of the direction of the limited scope of work that needs to be done.
Everyone agrees it's limited scope. But if all we're allowed to do is simply ask questions.
But you're not just going to be asking questions. You're actually going to be reviewing the cleanup, right? So if you have a question on what you're reviewing, that's what we should be doing.
But there's a lot in the records that need to be included in this that staff may not be aware of.
Well, why don't you give them the benefit of the doubt and assume positive intentions? Again, we need to start the work. And I agree with Rocky. I'm a little concerned of our path forward right now because, you know, if we all agree on what this group is supposed to be doing, then I'm struggling with what the issue is. And again, please let me finish. How many hours have we spent talking about the charter? I mean, I can summarize the task in one sentence. It's not that difficult. Can you mute me on that end, please? Sorry. And we need to get into the review. We need to do that with this group, or if we have to find another way, we need to start that review. The charter is supposed to be very basic of this is the task. This is what we're going to do. So can we move forward and actually start getting the work done? Or do we need to take a pause, cancel the meeting right now, and then we'll reconvene internally to see how we're going to get this review done? Because we need to do it, you know, hopefully with this group, but if not, we need to find another way to do it.
Is the public allowed to make any comments?
No.
This is an open meeting. It's abided by the law.
This is not a public meeting pursuant to the RCWs because this is not an advisory group. There's no decisions
being made. Advisory group to the manager.
And as such, we are allowing the public to be here. We are noticing it. We are taking minutes. We are recording it. So we're, if we're looking at the minimum, what we're supposed to do, we're exceeding it significantly to, again, try to make sure we're addressing the concerns that have been raised by the community.
Yeah. Could we have a compromise where we talk about, we listen to Eric's presentation today, and we hold the charter in abeyance for one more meeting and see what we can get done in the next hour? Can we just, we haven't resolved the charter yet. We're just going to put it on hiatus for an hour and try and get some work done.
So let me ask you a question, Ellen. If we do that, Are you going to sign it at the end of the meeting or at the next meeting as is?
Is, am I going to be required to report immediately to county staff if I talk about Camp Monica?
If you're talking to the media, we would like to be aware of that communication.
You know, I gotta think about that for a few minutes.
Okay. I understand that, and I'm not twisting your arm, but I'm saying is, as Kathleen said, is we're trying to move forward and get into the meat.
Yeah, I got
that. I think everyone wants to get into.
I got to chew that for a few minutes internally.
And, and that's where I don't want to move forward if this is just something we can't get over.
Yeah.
You know, to back it up is in August, we had our first meeting. There was concerns that we weren't following the direction that council wanted us. So we went back and confirmed that we were in alignment with what the county manager and council wanted. We reconvened, and it feels like there's just one more thing put in front of us to get this thing going over and over. So I feel like learned helpless. Like no matter what I do as staff, we're not going to meet whatever that threshold is.
I just may not be a good fit.
Yeah. So wait a minute. I want to read a comment that Greg has typed into the record. Is the group reviewing the data and building a report, or only making comments on documents presented by staff for them to compile a report to which we have no input? So far, no response to materials to staff that contradict what we are saying.
Well, it's and Greg, it's kind of hard. You guys keep asking these questions and we haven't even started the process. So I feel like, you know, you're at step 10. We're trying to get step one done. Staff is trying to get step one done. And so are you going to review the cleanup? Yes. Are you going to determine what needs to still be cleaned up? Yes. But, you know, I can tell you guys are very passionate about this. I get it and I appreciate it. And I can see there's more text coming in. But we need to allow staff to help facilitate this process and move it forward. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck having the same conversation. And we can't do that. We got to get this work done.
I agree the work is important and needs to get done. And I think there needs to be a reasonable give and take on when there's information that's incorrect, or there are omissions, or there's something that's
you brought them all up
that needs to be brought into the process.
You are every email that you send, every email that Greg sends, every single one, you brought it up. We've read it and we're taking it into consideration. We took into consideration the feedback we got in the charter last time, which ended up with some edits in the charter. We get it. But allow the staff to help facilitate this process. That is their role. And I know that's hard for some. It's hard for me. I always tell the council, I don't know how they can be in those positions, you know, because they're only setting policy, because I am one that I need to control the output. Like, and they can't. They can't come and tell me how to do something and how to get it done. That's really hard. That would be really hard for them. It'd be really hard for me. And so I know that this team that's been put together has a lot of expertise and experience. But we need to allow the staff to facilitate this process and keep sending the errors that you're finding. I mean, there's a reason why you're on this meeting. There's a reason why we have this group. And I have said that to you guys. But this is not helping. It's not moving forward. It's not healthy. I get we all want the same output, but you know, we gotta please assume positive intentions and please let staff facilitate this, or let me know if you just can't do that, and that's fine, and then we're gonna be done, and then we will pivot internally and find out how to get this review done, because that's what we need to be working on right now.
Stephen,
can I actually kind of ask a question to Alan and Ann? If there was another mechanism, the county too, if like I mentioned before, if there was a way, because what I'm hearing is like from you, Alan, is like kind of a matter of conscience almost. That's kind of the concern that I'm hearing. And yours is concern is about matters of fact, right? Would it be possible if we just had some depository available to the public where we had the ongoing concerns of the CAG And I think that would solve both the things. So then you could voice your concern. I don't feel like this is the way I want to do it, but I'm participating under these terms. You could say these are matters of fact that I disagree with, and it's still memorialized for everyone to see, and we can just go forward, you know, with that.
Sure. If I can identify my objections, this is my problems with the charter, I might be movable. I might be able to live with that.
And would that fix it for you as well? If all the facts are like, say that we did do something wrong, you know, say this was wrong, but we were able to memorialize it, then everyone can see it's part of the public record, and then perhaps we could all sign the charter under that.
You know, I don't feel great about compromise. That, but it's a compromise, and it's work. It's good.
So I just want to remind everyone, as the first charter we presented is significantly, there's a lot of text changes from. So to, I feel I'm hearing that we're not compromising, we're not moving the line forward, and I think the county has significantly. What I'm hearing is there's disagreement, they're not comfortable with something, there's others that are not comfortable with something, there's some things that the county's not comfortable with. You know what we have? We're in agreement about disagreement. That's called democracy. And that means we can move forward, because we're all in agreement, and we're all going to be watching each other as we move forward. There is a repository. It's not out there right now because we've not even got into this to clean up. We try to set the framework of here's what set cleanup that was going to occur. You brought up a USC mishap on our end. We're looking into that, changing the presentation versus putting in the minutes, secondary stuff. You know, we're going to make sure at the end of the study that we've got the work. In regards to Mr. Shaw's concerns about, is this a report that the staff, we're going to write it. We're going to present it to you guys. You guys are reviewing it. If there's stuff in there that you don't agree with, that's where we get to that consensus model I talked about. Because five of you may agree with what's being said and one may not. Then if we can't get to a full agreement, that's where we can get to the vote. That's why that whole mechanism is in there in regards to moving forward. To me, the concerns that you guys raise and the things that you want us to look into futures, I don't want to challenge that. I want to know what those things are so that we can get it looked at and have policy review of it. I'm not here to say, you know, we did 1.2 of something and you say we did 1.3 of something. That there's a you're saying it should be 1.3. That's what we want to do. We're just trying to move it forward to where we're gathering the information. And you brought up that there hasn't been an engagement with the community since 2011, this level. We're trying to do that catch up. And as such, we're trying to condense that model to where we can move forward for that cleanup process that we don't control. Department of Ecology controls. It's their process, DOD's process. We're partnering it, of course, and as all everyone in this room is, but as such, we want to make sure that we're giving good information, good direction of those lingering concerns associated with the site after the cleanup's been completed based off of our understanding of the scope. And I know there's going to be questions there. We continue to allude to it. We were going to talk about RAU1 tonight. I think
76 slides.
Probably not going to get through it even if we had 2 hours. But again, and I'm assuming that we're going to go through an RAU. Once everyone signs the charter. And then the next meeting, there's going to be a lot of digesting, rereading, and more questions and answers coming through that. So it's going to take us probably more than one session on some of these RAUs, because some of them are pretty needy. I don't know how many pages the document was that you signed. It's just a PDF, so just like, you know, it's like a toilet paper being rolled, is the thing we were talking about earlier. It's just more and more
stuff. So, Rocky. This is important. I spent a great deal of time, along with Greg, compiling information about Camp Bonneville. I read an enormous amount of records. I feel I can contribute to this group. I want to contribute to this process. I think it's important to the county and to the residents of this county to provide that information. And you started talking about RAU2, and then you said, as soon as we sign the charter. I think there is a common understanding about what we're doing, and I get this sense among the committee members that there are these kinds of ground rules about being respectful. If there are press releases, we should work together on those rather than any single individual making comments to the press. Fine. But I just say, as soon as we sign the charter, you've raised the issue that's the roadblock at this point when I just want to start the work.
Sign it and we'll start
working. That's just not reasonable at this point. I would rather get started with the work and see how it goes, because we have a common understanding.
So if we have a common understanding.
I've never been asked to sign a charter of this nature. And I am baffled by it. Not that they haven't had charters, but you're insisting on my signing in blood on this. Then you should have to sign in blood on it too.
I am. My name's right there as well.
But not
and I signed the last one. And I signed the one before that. So I'm willing to sign this one.
I want to get the work started. Kathleen is right. This is really important. I want to get the work started. I agree that we can just set this aside for now. It's the roadblock for now. No one has violated anything about those basic understandings.
Well, let's put it to the vote. You know, using that consensus model. Are we in agreement that we're going to sign the charter tonight and start doing the work? Or are we going to pause the meeting, cancel the meeting tonight?
Those are the only options we have. I would say the third option is that we continue with the presentation.
Well, this we did last time.
We did that last time. We went ahead and did the presentation
without the charter being signed.
That's
we're asking you to sign a charter so we can get into the work. That's all we're asking. You haven't even seen what I have to present. That might or might not answer some of your questions.
So Kathleen gave us direction, which is, this is important work. Let's get it started. And what I heard her say to us was, we need to sign the charter or we need to reconvene and the county will decide how we move forward.
So operate differently than we did last time, where I think we did have some productive information shared.
Well, I'm hoping that we can do that today. I have 76 slides of information that I want to share with the group on one of the many RAUs. At the end of the presentation, I have asked for input on what I presented. But if we're not going to sign and we're not going to move forward, you're not going to know what we have to do. And that's all I have to say, is that we need to move forward. And I put a great, I'm biased, of course. I think I put a great presentation together that kind of goes over the RAU. Now, to your point on my first presentation, that was just legal documentation that's already memorialized. I was just giving you an overview of what those were, because we're going to be talking about those in future, and I didn't want anybody to get lost or behind when we're discussing these events. And so that's all that was. This is the meat of what you're here for, not the other presentation. That was just background information. That's all.
Yes, right. And all I was asking for was a correction, because in fact, what drove the cleanup was
we've already addressed that. We've already addressed that.
So what I'm hearing is,
I honestly do feel like you guys have done a lot of work, even with the charter. And I appreciate your patience. And what I'm hearing is you already have the repository of the data. It's already there. I think we already have what we need. Actually, I don't think anybody.
It's not been summarized in a usable form. It's 20 years worth of work that needs to be summarized in usable form.
We just make that an action item. Just say, hey, we try to do that.
It's part of the process.
Yeah.
Look at and adjust facts as we get them. We can't do that until we get into the work.
Yeah.
Right? If there's concerns about talking with the media, or, you know, to me it seems that, as Kathleen has mentioned and we talked about, this is a very focused group, that the public will have input. I mean, it's just not right now. We got to start getting into the work so that we can review facts, adjust facts, and get pertinent information.
Right.
It doesn't seem to be this complicated.
Yeah, it seems like we could just sign it and you can put on the bottom, I'm concerned about the public, you can put that on your signature, and then we could say one of, you know, repository of data, and then
if the public,
I'll sign it.
So
can the advisory group have public speak to them? Like if the public had 10 questions, give Stephen 10 questions to bring up.
Of course.
It seems very.
And the public can send the questions into staff.
Right.
So we're not saying they can't talk to us and send us questions. We get questions all the time, and we respond to as many as we can.
Can't do anything until we get into the.
I feel that we need to end the meeting because it appears that we're not going to get to signing the charter. Somehow I'm intimidating people for doing it.
You made the decision that this process will not go forward by ending the meeting, or that we will try to look at the charter again next at an additional meeting?
What I'm trying to say, and what I said before, is that Kathleen stated.
So if I compromise and sign it, will the process continue?
For those who sign it. And if you don't want to sign it tonight, then we'll have to ask you to step back from the table. And doesn't mean you're still here. You're hearing all the same information and move forward. I need to have a quorum of the group sign it so that we can move forward. But if there isn't that agreement, and I'm not pushing anyone, what I'm saying is Kathleen said that if we're not in agreement signing the charter tonight, we'll end the meeting. County will convene and decide how to move forward. And I did not hear her commit to changing the charter or do anything else. She said there's important work we need to get done, and we'll figure out a way of getting it done. And that's an open-ended on what we will do.
So how would you like to proceed?
I would like to proceed with the rule.
Okay, well,
that's the most important thing we have to do.
Then we would like signatures on the charter. And then I have.
You are asking to put us in an adversarial position with the county.
It is not adversarial, and please assume positive intentions. Everything that was in the charter comes from a good place. I mentioned this last time. Please assume positive intentions. Be professional, respectful for one another. That it there's nothing in there to try to create friction with the group. It's just setting some groundwork and how we're gonna work together to get the work done. It's not adversarial.
With respect, Kathleen, I've worked on a lot of advisory groups.
Yeah, I remember you saying that last time.
And this one has just felt odd.
I agree.
I want to believe that they're in good intentions, then why do I feel, why am I struggling with that?
I can't answer that for you, but I do sense and hear your frustration and your unhappiness with the process. You made that very clear.
And it's grounded in some of the wording. Obviously, it's grounded in public participation models often use a dialogue approach rather than a consensus model.
Yeah, we're not doing a public participation plan right now, though. And like I said, and I do know that Rocky mentioned last time as well that he's also used this model and it was not used adversarially. I have also. And so it's just a way to get feedback, right? It's way for you to vote. And then if it's not consensus, then it's the majority. And then that moves forward. It's not intended to be adversarial at all. It's intended to make sure.
It just seems a little bit odd in a fact-finding group, which is essentially what we're trying to do. We're trying to sort of suss out the facts about the cleanup. We may disagree about omissions or discrepancies or whatever. That can be codified in a report if there are differences of opinion. And I fully expect there might be. That's fine.
I have a question.
Okay.
Would it be possible to sign it and to just put your concerns in the bottom with that? I mean, that would be what I would probably, I've signed a lot of contracts as well, for business acquisition type stuff, and like sometimes we'll like put a note in there, like signed with this, so like that's still part of the public record, but we still have the contract for that.
Is that acceptable
to do? Scribble a little note at the bottom next to initial, and then we're done.
Sorry, I should have a quick answer.
Yeah.
We've agreed to sign it, but this is what's giving us angst.
I'm fine with that. Are you, Kathleen?
I don't have, you know, we're all on the same page. Assume positive intentions. So, yeah, I don't care. If you have a concern with a certain word, I don't care. But you've made it clear. It's on the record. It's recorded.
Your concern.
Yes.
Okay. Ann, are you willing to sign it if you're willing to update your concern?
To be honest, I need a little time to give it some thought. I'm not opposed to signing it at this point, but I just need to give it some thought.
So with that, what we will do is we'll take the, we have a program called DocuSign. I will work with Amy to see if we can have a box put in there where you can put in free text. I don't know if that's an option or not. I'm not the DocuSign whiz. And we will send it out to the group. And if we have signatures, then we will convey this. If they're still concerned, and I appreciate and respect any concerns that you have, and I'm not trying to twist your arm and say you have to do this and take all your principles. If you have principles, well, then this isn't a matter, and I get that. But we want to move forward, and we'll do this. And does that work for you? We send it out, DocuSign. We'll send it to Mary. Mary said she was going to be here tonight, so I don't know, hybrid. So I don't know. We'll follow with her again, as we did with those who didn't attend last time, to confirm is there a conflict, what's going on, to ensure that we have the participation we need to do this heavy lift.
And any statement that would be included would be memorialized as part of that test.
Yeah, and yes. I would just say again, please assume positive intent. Please. Everything is coming from a good place and a positive intent. It's not to harm anybody. It's not to shush anybody. It's not, you know, it's that part for me is the hardest thing about hearing the last two discussions with this group. Because I hear a lot of statements made that doesn't support that and is either making accusations or assumptions. And just, we may not always agree, but assume positive intent, please. Nothing is in there to restrict the work that you're going to be doing. I can't say that enough. I'm sorry. I feel that to my core. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. You're at the table for a reason. We have you here for a reason. Please, let's.
So with that, thank you, Kathleen. I'll adjourn the meeting and thank everyone for their participation and engagement. And we are recording this, and it will be up on the website by the end of the week for people to listen to. We won't have a presentation up there because we didn't present anything tonight, but the font choice is amazing. We got some color photos too.
That's some good font.
This is going to be some meaty stuff as we go through. There's going to be a lot of technical stuff that we're going through. I will also notice that once we get going here and the weather changes, we committed in the fall, early winter, to go out and have those additional tours on the UTVs. And so once the weather changes, again, we'll start scheduling those up for probably two people at a time to kind of go out with Eric. Or Eric and I, and kind of poke around and point. And it's always muddy out there someplace.
So. We'll just walk it.
I would not advise that. It's very steep.
It's 18 miles.
Yeah.